Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'm going to talk with one of our friends at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers about work camping opportunities in Central California. Today's show is sponsored by the Small Business RVer School. This new course from Work Camper is designed specifically for entrepreneurs on the move and helps you build a business you can run anytime from anywhere. The self-directed course helps you be your own boss while reducing stress and saving on taxes. Through a series of online videos and monthly calls, you are taught the steps necessary to build and manage a successful mobile business. Life is way too short, so choose what you want to do, when you want to do it, by starting a business of your own today. For more information, visit www.smallbizrver.com. Emily Cole is a park ranger for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project at Lake Sonoma near Geyserville, California, which is about 25 miles north of Santa Rosa in the heart of wine country. She describes the property as a gem located at the end of a dead-end road. Very few people venture that far down the road, but those who do are treated to a natural wonderland. People can drive in or boat in for camping, and I understand the views are tremendous. The project has a fish hatchery that grows steelhead trout and releases them to migrate to the ocean. The fish return inland as adults to spawn, with some growing as large as 5 pounds. Fish of that size attract eagles and other big birds to the area. Emily needs work campers to serve as camp hosts and to help out at the visitor centers by selling merchandise and leading people on tours of the hatchery. The volunteers also provide maintenance and landscaping services, as well as gate monitors by interacting with guests and ensuring fees are being paid. In exchange for a free full hookup site, the work campers donate at least 24 hours of time per week and commit to working at least 3 months. Because it is so rural, volunteers get access to telephone landlines as well as limited internet connection. Because the park is open year-round, the volunteer opportunities are available year-round as well. That means that Emily is continually accepting applications from potential work campers. To tell us more about the opportunity, the duties required, and the Lake Sonoma area itself, please welcome Park Ranger Emily Cole to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Emily. I really appreciate it. Tell me a little bit about the USACE project that you're working for and where it's located.
Thanks for having me today, Greg. So I work at Lake Sonoma, and that is in Geyserville, California. And our park is, you know, pretty much, you know, nestled in the middle of wine country. We kind of are a gem at the end of the road. You go down the road and see, you know, tons of wineries, and then you end up in our beautiful park.
Very good.
So at our park, it's a gorgeous view, even just driving to the park. And then, you know, even locals around here who have lived here for years never end up making it to the end of the road. And the times that they do, they come see me in the visitor center like, I didn't even know this park was here. So we're kind of a gem out there. But we offer some wonderful recreational activities here at our park. We have camping, both boat-in, drive-in, and then hike-in. We have a wonderful visitor center that you can come in and learn all about, you know, the history of the land. Then we have a fish hatchery that was put in. So you can come and visit the fish hatchery and actually, you know, experience what the steelhead experience on their journey out to the ocean and then back to the fish hatchery. And during, you know, between January and about May, we have hatchery tours that you could actually go in and see, you know, the spawning process and watch them kind of, you know, measure the fish. And it's a really neat experience.
And you said those were steelhead?
Yes, steelhead.
Those can be big fish.
Yeah. It's really neat watching them, you know, take them out and measure them And I mean, some of those fish just are ginormous. They're huge. It's really neat to watch.
That's neat. How old is your project?
So the dam was built and finished in 1983. So we're still kind of, I think, fairly young compared to a lot of parks around here.
Okay. And how often or how long have you been hiring work campers to help out?
I'm not sure the number of years, but I know we have been working with work camper for a long time. So I've been here about 5 years. I know that I have utilized work camper, since I've been here. It's been a wonderful partnership, and we've got some high quality volunteers that have come in and worked for us.
That's great. What kind of the jobs do work campers do for you?
So we have some wonderful opportunities. We offer our volunteers a chance to be camp hosts and work in our campgrounds. They can work in the visitor center and, sell merchandise, kind of work with the visitors and teaching them the history and kind of walking them around the visitor center. They do the interpretive tours of the steelhead. And, we also have a wonderful, tons of birds around here. We have a lot of eagles and, peregrine falcons. So they can do bird tours. And then also, we like people that like to do the maintenance work, the landscaping, the mowing. So those are opportunities that we offer as well. And then gate attendants. We do have a public boat ramp that we, like to place a volunteer in to kind of, collect fees and, talk with our visitors about boater safety and all that kind of stuff. So those are the opportunities that we offer here.
Are these full-time or part-time jobs?
We have them work a minimum of 24 hours a week. And it kind of is dependent on seasonal or full-time. We have had people, stay here for 3 months and move on and then come back the next year for 3 months. And we've had people stay here for 6 months. It kind of depends on, the need of the project, the park, and, kind of the volunteer and how they fit in and how they like it. And so it's kind of a bit of both. We're pretty flexible here. We do, hope that we kind of require like a minimum of about 3 months just so they can come in and we can work with them. And so it's kind of both.
Okay. That's fair enough. Sure. And the jobs are volunteer and paid, right?
We only offer volunteer at this, this point.
Okay.
Yeah. And in exchange for that, we do offer a host site with full hookups for their RVs. They do get a landline because we are kind of in the middle of nowhere. Well, not nowhere, but kind of, on the outskirts of town. So we do offer them a landline because the service can be, hit or miss around here. And then we do offer them limited internet as well. So, but they do have access to all the amenities of the park.
Okay. And so all of the positions at the park are volunteer.
Yes.
And how many hours a week do they typically work?
We require 24.
All right. So if they want to feel real ambitious and they want to do more for you, they can work as often as they'd like to. But in exchange for the free site, you're hoping that they'll give you at least 24 hours.
Yes.
Okay. Neat. And yeah. Your park is in kind of like Central California. Does that mean it's open year round?
Yes, we are open year round.
Okay.
So we actually have, wonderful weather the whole year. It does rain a little bit, in the winter, but everything is, during our seasons, everything's open and we do, get a lot of visitors throughout the whole year.
Throughout the whole year. So what kind of commitment are you looking for from the volunteers?
Well, I'm looking for, we would like to kind of separate, seasons. So we like people who like to work in the summer and, you have those other people that like to work in the winter. So that's kind of my experience with the volunteers that we've had from Work Camper is that, we have our, volunteers that come in and they're like, we want to work the summer season. So they'll come between, April, May, and then, leave around September, October. And then we have people who love being here in the winter. it's surprising how many people want to be here in the winter. You know, I mean, I guess it's, you know, you think people go to Florida, all the, you know, all those kind of spots, but people love being here and volunteering in the winter. So we do offer, you know, spots in the winter. People usually come kind of at the same time, you know, October, November, and then they usually, you know, they're the ones that'll do the interp tours and all that kind of stuff. And that season kind of usually ends around, you know, April, May as well. Okay. But we're also flexible with any time period that that volunteer wants to come in. I'm happy to work with them on the months that they would like to come volunteer.
Now, you're located just north of San Francisco. It looks like maybe an hour.
Yes.
Okay. That's a beautiful part of the country. Like you said, it's right smack dab in the middle of the, all of the wine country. So there's got to be a lot of things for people to do in that area.
It's endless out here. It's great. You know, being from the Midwest, when I moved out here, you know, I still haven't, I've been here for, you know, 9 years in California, in the same spot. I haven't explored everything. There's so much to do around here. We're, you know, an hour from the coast. We're, you know, an hour from San Francisco. You know, you can head up north to Mendocino and go camping up there and enjoy the redwoods up there. And, you know, you've got the Sonoma County parks. You've got all the wonderful state parks. You know, you can go down south, go to Muir Woods, you know, go hike Mount Tamalpais. There's in, you know, from here, we're, our elevation's higher. So on a beautiful day, you can actually see, you know, all the way out pretty darn close to San Francisco and see the mountains out there and Mount Tamalpais, and it's gorgeous.
Because of your elevation, can you see the ocean from where you're at?
We can't see the ocean. We're still a little bit far from that, but, you know, we actually have the road that goes through the park because there's one road. So it's, you know, one way in, one way out, pretty much. The one road is actually one of the most gorgeous drives that I've taken, Skag Springs Road out to the coast. You know, it is, you know, kind of windy, but you go through the most gorgeous redwoods. And I mean, it's beautiful. And when you, you know, end up at the ocean, it's just gorgeous.
Well, that sounds like a fun drive. And are you recruiting for work campers right now for 2020?
We are recruiting. We are. We're trying to, you know, with this whole, you know, COVID and everything, we're trying to figure out right now. I'm looking for, we're hoping to recruit for the summer. So April, May is when, you know, we're kind of crossing our fingers that we can get some volunteers in. So that's the time period that we're looking to recruit for 2021.
So you want them to start in April or May?
Yes.
What's involved in the recruiting and hiring process?
In the recruiting and hiring process, we have them fill out an application. You know, they'll go through, we usually try to have them go through the volunteer.gov site. So then we can get that, start processing them through. They can also send me an email. I love, with WorkCamper, you know, they're able to reach out to me as well and send me an email, and we can kind of start the, you know, interview process that way and just getting to know them, you know, having them send the resume and any more information about their experiences, anything they want to share about, you know, their love for being a WorkCamper. And then I do a phone interview with them, you know, a couple times, kind of just making sure they know what we're about. And, you know, explain to them the duties that we have, and then also get to know them and what they're looking for and see if it's a match. We do require fingerprinting background checks. So we do offer those when they come in. We have a place for them to go get fingerprinted. So we do require a background check. And then I work with them on a time that they want to come and volunteer and then get them all set up.
That's neat. Now, some of the jobs that you had described earlier involved giving tours. And you mentioned bird tours and tours of the fish hatchery. Do you provide some training to people to bring them up to speed before they're helping to educate others?
We do. We do. That's actually one of my favorite parts about the tours, is actually teaching people about the tour, because then I learn more as the process goes along, and it's great. We have them usually... I have a whole packet for them that they go through, and one of our old park rangers made it and just did a wonderful job, and she kind of helps lead that as well. She's now one of our lead volunteers here. And so they run through about three or four tours. They'll follow, read through the packet of all the information, and then they will, on their first tour, I usually kind of shadow them and make sure everything goes smoothly and help where I can. And then, you know, then they start getting the hang of it, and then we send them off on their own.
That's good. For gate attendants, the responsibilities for that are simply to open and close the gates. Is that correct?
Well, we have, it's more for, ours is a kiosk. So it's not actually a gate attendant. It's more of a, they're monitoring our day use at the public boat ramp. So it's more of a fee collector.
Okay.
So because we don't have a gate. So that's kind of our gate system, is we have a volunteer that'll be there and make sure people are paying their day use fee as they come in, and they'll collect it and then kind of provide them with the information they need.
Now at your facility, are they collecting cash or is everything done by credit card?
So right now we are in a transition period. So we are kind of working towards moving towards just using card.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll have that implemented in the future very soon.
How many people typically show up at the visitor center every day?
You know, it, we get, you know, anywhere, I mean, 100 to, you know, a couple hundred, kind of depends on the day. You know, people will just cycle through. So in the winter months, we are, you know, very busy because that's the steelhead time. That's when everybody gets excited to come in and, you know, learn how many steelhead have come in, because we always put up the count every day and, you know, kind of keep people informed. And so, you know, we get a fair amount of visitors throughout that time. And then in the winter, you know, it cycles through on a kind of a, like, consistent basis, more just for the information, because everybody's out enjoying all the fun and amenities of the park, you know, our horseback riding, our archery, our disc golf, boating, fishing, all that kind of stuff. So.
Now, are the volunteers involved in renting any equipment like boats and things like that?
They are not. They, we do have a marina that does all of the renting for the boats and everything like that. So the volunteers just provide the information to get a hold of the marina that's on property.
I was looking at a map, and Lake Sonoma, which was created by your project, looks to be rather large. How big is it?
Yes. So we, our project is, it's phenomenal in the way I feel that it is laid out. It has two arms. One, you know, depending on kind of how we are with the water, because our water, you know, we work with the Sonoma water to supply, you know, households with their water supply. So the fluctuation of the water goes up and down. But it is, the whole project area is about 17,600 acres. We have, you know, 40 miles of that is trail. The dam is 319 feet tall, and it's made from all of the earth material that was actually borrowed from a part of the project that we now call the Borrows.
Oh.
So we actually, yeah. It's neat to actually come into the visitor center and you could see the old pictures of how they, you know, transported all of that, you know, dirt from that location into the dam. It's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it. How many work campers do you typically hire each year?
So we hire, you know, between probably, I usually get, you know, one to two couples, maybe more. And those people, you know, people that love to return. So usually have about five or six couples or singles, or, I mean, you know, it kind of depends. We have opportunities for both. We allow everybody to come in and volunteer and, you know, but we typically get between, I would say, you know, four to six people.
Okay. And you did mention that singles are welcome.
Yes.
Okay. That's
yes, we
good to note. Some of them are always looking and for jobs, and some just don't like the singles because they have limited space for the RVs for the volunteers. But that's not the case at your facility?
No, you know, we are kind of on the same, you know, mentality as WorkCamper, that we want people to enjoy the RVing experience. And there are people out there that want to do this on their own. And, you know, we want to provide that opportunity for them as well.
Now, when you mentioned that they're working 24 hours a week, is that over a certain number of days, or are they working a little bit every day?
The way we do it is they usually work 3 days on and 4 days off.
Well, that gives them plenty of time then to kind of explore the entire region.
Yes. Yeah. We like to have, you know, provide them that time to either, you know, they can go out and, you know, kind of go on a mini vacation or go, you know, check out the parks around the area. And so we do like to have that kind of break up a little bit, because then it does give them that opportunity to, you know, get out there and explore the land.
Are you looking for specific traits or qualifications?
We are just looking for, you know, energetic, enthusiastic, adventurous, you know, eager to learn individuals that, you know, just want to explore what's out there. And that's pretty much it. We provide training here on equipment that they need to use, and tours, you know, anything that needs to be done on the computer. So we do try to provide any of the training. We just like people who are, you know, love volunteering and love talking to people. And that's the best traits you can get.
And certainly appears to be loving to be outdoors.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And we had mentioned some of the things that draws people to the area. And with 3 days on, 4 days off, there's plenty of time for them to be involved and tour that area. And we had mentioned a couple of things already. And one of them was San Francisco. You said that's about an hour away?
Yes. Yes, okay. About an hour south.
So it's very easy just to drive down there for a day and explore the area and come back to their RVs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of our volunteers do that. They love to go travel down to San Francisco. You know, they actually like going up north as well and go checking out the Redwoods, you know, up north in Mendocino County. And so, mm-hmm. And a lot of this stuff can be done in a day trip.
And I suppose you can't swing a cat by the tail without hitting a winery in that area.
Yeah. Very true. That's spot on right there. Yes.
Is other produce grown in that area too, so people can get other fresh fruits and vegetables?
They are. Yeah, we do have a lot of other produce that does get grown out here. And, you know, it's kind of, you got to find it amongst the wineries out there, but they're out there. Mm-hmm. So they can go check. And we have some phenomenal farmers markets. And markets with all fresh vegetables. And, you know, that's definitely a place to visit. I always, you know, give those locations to my volunteers to go if they like the fresh fruit and vegetables.
Okay. Is there something a WorkCamper can do to really make himself or herself stand out in being selected for this position?
So, you know, the biggest thing I think that I have experienced with the WorkCampers is that with the WorkCampers that I've worked with, they are enthusiastic. They are eager to learn. Within the first phone conversation with them, you know, right off the bat, they're professional. You know, you could tell their adventurous spirit. They're ready to come out and just explore. A lot of them are, you know, they're open-minded to, you know, not just doing one activity. They want to try them all. So, hey, you know, I don't mind doing, you know, being a camp host or, you know, visitor center, whatever you need, and very flexible and, you know, very high quality volunteers that I have, you know, experienced from the ones that WorkCamper has provided.
Okay.
So I think, you know, just what stood out for me the most is just their their enthusiasm and excitement for the job.
Mm-hmm. How many campsites are in the RV or the campgrounds that you folks manage?
So we have in our drive-in, we have about 100. And those are the ones that they'll be camp hosting. It's split into three different loops. And then we have two group sites as well. So we have three of the host spots up top towards the kiosk. So, you know, they'll be in the kiosk, you know, checking campers in as they come, you know, delivering them wood. And, you know, I've noticed that a lot of people who camp host really enjoy their job because they get an opportunity to, you know, drive around the campground and just meet people from everywhere and hear their stories. And so, yeah, there are about 100 campsites up there.
Is it ever full?
We are full often in the summer.
Okay.
So, yes, that is, it's a common thing around here. Mm-hmm. So
that keeps them pretty busy with all those folks coming and going. And then the work campers are also involved in like tidying up the sites after somebody leaves and cleaning out the fire pits if fires are allowed in that region?
We actually do. We have a contract that does the fire pits and some of the garbage services. We do have them, you know, help pick up litter. You know, the volunteers and the rangers will go walk around the campground and kind of pick up the litter and everything in the sites. And but we do have a contract that does the fire pits. That's a dirty job.
Yeah. Speaking of dirty jobs, do the work campers, are they involved in cleaning restrooms and shower facilities too?
We have a contract for that as well.
Wow. So these guys basically just have to be nice to people.
Yeah, pretty much. Put a smile on your face and, you know, drive around the campground and hand out firewood and just have conversation.
If people wanted more information about this opportunity, where could they get it?
It is www.spn.usace.army.mil. And then you can look in there for where it says Lake Sonoma. You can search there. You can also find information on volunteer.gov. And you can always contact me, the volunteer coordinator. And my email is Emily, E-M-I-L-Y .T.KOHL @USACE.Army.MIL. And I am happy to provide information to anybody who is interested in volunteering with us here at Lake Sonoma.
That's great. And you said you're hiring for next spring. So when would you make that decision as to whether somebody would be able to come work for you folks?
We usually start looking for our summer volunteers around now, and then we make that final decision. We're pretty flexible with it because some people travel, like make plans in a year. So we try to be pretty flexible, but, you know, anywhere between now and, you know, when we start hiring.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity, especially if you don't have to clean fire pits or restrooms or shower facilities. And you're just giving people tours, answering their questions, and making sure they're having a good time while they're out trying to relax.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, you can't beat that and explore, you know, this part of California.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Emily. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate you having me here and for me to be able to share our opportunities here at Lake Sonoma.
I'd like to thank Emily Cole for coming on the show to talk about work camping opportunities at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project at Lake Sonoma in Central California. The project is in a beautiful part of the state. It's about an hour from the Pacific Ocean, about an hour and a half from San Francisco, 2 hours to Sacramento, and less than an hour from the world-famous Napa Valley wineries. Emily is recruiting work campers for this summer, fall, and next winter. Interested volunteers can simply send Emily a resume outlining their experience and the things they are interested in doing. Because it is a federal job on a military-managed recreation site, volunteers will have to be fingerprinted and submit to a background check. If accepted for the job, work campers are trained to lead tours. You're also given more information about the project, its history, and the role it plays in preserving fish. Working a minimum of 24 hours a week ensures that volunteers have time to enjoy all the park amenities, such as boating, fishing, horseback riding, archery, and even disc golf. The whole project area is 17,600 acres, so there are plenty of things for work campers to do, especially knowing they generally have 4 days off in a row. If you love being outdoors and are a connoisseur of wine, you will love this work camping opportunity at Lake Sonoma in Central California. To get the ball rolling, send an email to Emily Cole at emily.t.cole, K-O-H-L, at usace.army.mil. If you're new to the RV lifestyle or just exploring whether it is right for you, consider enrolling in the RV Dreamers Journey. It's a new online course and community produced by WorkCamper News. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in 2 online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. It will be a springboard to a much better life. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's 1-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know, fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all I have for this week's show. Next week, I'm going to interview Kyle Henson from Nomad Insurance. He'll describe ways for full-time RVers to get healthcare on the road. That might be one of the most popular episodes of 2021. I hope you'll join me for the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.